Hamilton and Madison. I am turning on sacred ground. Good. When Just Scalia did declaim, all logic here contrary, the framers never once proclaimed the right of gays to marry. For only in the first intent and character of founders can we a civil right invent, and absent that, this flounders. I was bemused and quite distraught, for by this understanding, he had no choice but there to rot the rights we were demanding. For I can show, for all to see, well, really, all to hear, that the framers of this land of thee were mostly flaming queer. Our authors of our founding charter, two most influential, both Madison, do all agree, with Hamilton were essential. But now, tonight, I shall reveal a piece of correspondence that will our wound with Eden in heel and grant gays independence. Attend, my friends, and hear in verse, hear well, myself same sex, this letter written in his hand from J-Mad to Alex. Hamilton, New York, well-dressed, and James, genteel Virginian. Both have that love which cannot rest despite public opinion. Dear Alex, James declaims, it has been too long since we parted, too long since Philly, where we framed and our romance was started. Ah, I remember well that day when first our states united. My mood back then was not so gay. With melancholia I was plighted. Quorum was so hard back then, the men were far between. So imagine when I saw a pen, most attractive man I'd seen. Remember our first night when my Virginia plan you'd taken? And with your principles apply your thoughts when we had wakened. Oh, to see again your tariff-free ports, to meet your firm militia, to sate myself before your courts, as genies do the wisher. Apportion me, since I am free. Don't compromise my members. Three-fifths is not enough of thee. Delight my love forever. Like Congress, let us not adjourn until our houses both agree to overturn time's vetoes stern and validate our heart's decree. To recess in Philly's quiet parts where once we lay for hours and whispered in our ears our heart's enumerated powers. Oh, kiss me, but judicially, reviewing all objections and judging constitutionally as measure of our affections. And if we two must separate, I'll let our charter be my guide to let us commerce interstate and come unfettered to your side. Oh, let your general welfare clause be necessary and proper to bind us to in union laws if we should come a cropper. James Madison goes on, but here this federalist I'll stop reading and simply say to willing ear two ends of the proceeding. One, our founders wanted us to be in commerce or affection henceforth and forever free, no matter our heart's disposition. Two, their romance was like this land in debating their ideals. Was big or small state what they planned? The answer they reveal. When deciding what the founders want, like Madison, the fop, we say they like small government, but Hamilton's on top.